Maybe that was a word for it, you know. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What were some of the games that you played when you were growing up?
Well, we used to play, favorite game, I guess, was safe and hide and safe, whichever way it came. And basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're referring to during the teenage time or any time during the growing up.
Or
here?
Younger than that. Yeah.
Well,
what about running games?
Yeah, we often played the running games, getting into the side of tires, you know, we could be rolled by a partner, or you would find a hoop from somewhere and get a coat hanger and fix it so that it could push the wheel or the rim, and we'd run behind that all day, or we'd get certain buckets and wire, and we'd make a call a packer out of that, you know.
Packer?
Yeah. Fill it full of sand, put a hole through each end, and it will roll.
The slinging the sand as it went along?
Mm-hmm.
You mean, is it...
No, it would not be slinging it, but the sand inside of it would make it very heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And so it would roll, you know, as you pull it with the wire, you know, you pull it behind you, and mm-hmm. of course you could go very fast with it sometimes and sling a corner and make it throw dirt that way, yeah. Sort of like they do with motorcycles and things
yeah.
now. We even have motorcycles.
Were there any games that you played maybe at school where you made a ring? You know, might have played with the girls?
Yes, there were. I can remember one, I guess. The little Sally Walker was one that we played. And, Sally Go Round the Sunshine. Sally Go Round the Moon. So I'd go around the chimney corner every afternoon, and then you'd go in the opposite direction with a very hard jerk to see if you could jerk somebody down.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a gang called Red Rover?
I remember hearing that.
It's like Red Rover, send so-and-so right over, and he'd come running and try to break your grip that you were
yeah.
throwing off somebody else's arm.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And you would call it?
Red Rover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any games that you played with tin cans?
Yes, we used to make stilts and tin cans.
Stilts?
Yes. With the, in the same fashion that we just indicated with the gallon suck buckets, we used
mm-hmm.
to take the tin cans and put holes through the part that was intact, that was not cut away. And put wire through them, and we would put our feet on top of them and hold the wire up, and then we'd walk with them, sort of
yeah.
like the stilts that the kids use today.
Uh-huh. I see. Do you ever play any games with knives?
Not very often. But there was a jackknife game, I think, that when we got older, you know, carry a pocket knife, you'd take the knife, flip it up to see if it would stick, and by the blade and the wooden plank or whatever it was that we were trying to get to stick.
You ever hear of Mumble Peg?
Mumble Peg, yes.
What about games with marbles?
Oh, yeah. I used to shoot marbles quite often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and jacks?
Yeah, play jacks. Play jacks with bottle caps most of the time. They didn't have snowball jacks.
Right. What about ropes? Games that involve ropes?
It's the jump rope, yes.
Were there any games that you played that were physically rough? There was a good chance that somebody might get hurt?
Well, we used to do quite a bit of wrestling.